Chapter 11. Wolves No Longer. Rayko Solomus had left the pit and was sitting on an ammo crate, looking out from the battlements on the north wall. He saw the city ruins and the decaying horizon, and found himself unmoved. As he only half heard the menials toiling somewhere below and behind him, Solomus wondered how long he had been this way. Dead inside, bereft of feeling. Only when he held the torturer's knife did a mote of true emotion return, and even that had been denied to him. The Mechanicum emissary had the Drake now.
"He did not scream?"
asked Nevok, stopping to regard Solomus as he loaded a fresh shell into his weapons clip.
"They certainly can take pain."
Nevok stood sentry, waiting for the salamanders to come. Sons of Horus stood at arms now, bolters at the ready, a squad of heavy weapons with their sights trained on the skies. Their subterfuge no longer any use to them, they would fight the salamanders in open battle. They were bloodied, though. A row of dead lay in a makeshift apothecarium, waiting for Renk to remove their progenoids. Even the survivors had burns and scorched armor.
"They are born unto it," said Solomus. "Unto fire and death."
Nevok nodded as he slipped in another bolt shell.
"Have you seen their bodies?"
"His scars had scars." Solomus drew his knife, admiring the sharpness of the blade.
"He killed Hajuk, Morvek, and Izramus," he said, counting the legionaries off one at a time on his gauntleted fingers. "At the same time, he fought them three against one."
Nevok laughed as he slammed the clip back into his bolt gun.
"I seriously doubt that. The Drake was a fighter. Anyone who is legion could see that, but all three?"
He shook his head and scoffed.
"Izramus alone would have gutted him. These Drakes are warm-blooded, but they're not like us. They're weak."
"He did it," said a voice from behind them. Vosto Kernan made his way up to the battlements via a metal stair that creaked under his armored weight.
"I saw him,"
he added matter-of-factly, coming to stand beside the other two legionaries.
"Then why did you not intervene?"
"They'd done themselves enough dishonor without my defeat of the Drake making it worse," he said. "Besides, I hated Hajuk, Morvek, and Izramus."
"You hate everyone, brother."
"True," Kernan said lightly, and looked askance at Nevok. "But I reserve an especial hatred for some." "And they aren't weak," he added. "You never served at Isfan V. You never saw them fight." Nevok looked at them both, nonplussed.
"What? Well, that was butchery, not service."
Kernan drew close. Nevok had his bolter by his side and fully loaded.
"We had them, brother. The Ravens were abroad, guerrilla fighting, even then. The Gorgon and his warriors. Well, they were hell-bent on Fulgrim. But we had the Drakes, surrounded, outnumbered, at the mercy of the high ground and our entrenched artillery. You should have seen the iron warriors pummel them."
He shook his head as if remembering the events he was describing in vivid detail.
"Any other foe would have died, and died fast. And they did," he said,
and his voice grew low and more menacing.
"But those Drakes refused to yield. They fought even as the bombs rained and their brethren fell in droves. Even when the Gorgon died and the Lord of Drakes fell soon after, and when the Raven fled, they kept on and on. Some had lost limbs, others were impaled or blind, wounded beyond any reasonable capacity to function, even for legionaries."
Kernan backed off, but his eyes still burned into Nevok's through his retinal lenses.
"I've heard it said that when you kill one of Gilliman's sons, you make sure he is dead. Vulcan's sons, well, they just don't die at all."
"Have no fear, Vosto," uttered Solomus, rising from the ammo crate. "I will kill any that you can't."
Kernan glared.
"I respect them, Solomus, as you would do well to."
"While you are affording them the necessary respect, I shall be gutting them, rather."
Solomus held up his knife.
"With this."
Kernan scoffed, unimpressed.
I hope you fight better than you interrogate, he said.
Ah,
well, Solomus replied, and the smile between clenched teeth could be heard in his tone.
As you say, they are resilient.
Yes, and they are coming. Here. Soon.
Kernan looked to the distant horizon as if expecting to see them there.
Regulus is counting on it, said Nevok. He needs them inside, Kernan told him.
I cannot promise to be genial as I leave open the door, brother, said Solomus.
Kernan faced him again.
You can rest assured they won't hold back with us. They hate us.
Betrayal has its cost, I suppose.
Indeed.
We should have hunted them down,
said Solomus to Kernan as he began to walk away.
Yes, we should. And now we'll reap the profits of that arrogance.
Kernan descended from the rampart, leaving his brothers to their duty.
I expect it to be a bitter harvest, said Solomus.
He laughed, humming to himself as he toured the rest of the battlements.